Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now time for food, Michael.
That's right, and I'd like to welcome to the show our food director, Michelle, a very talented woman, I've got to say. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you guys?
Very, very well. Good. I'm wondering why you've got parsnips on the menu today.
Well, it's getting colder outside, so we're going to be coming up to our first frost. And once we've had a bit of a cold snap, the parsnips start tasting very beautiful, sweet and nutty. So we're getting into parsnip season. That's why we're talking parsnips.
Now, I've always sort of used them just in roasts and stuff, but I'm sure you're going to tell us many more ideas. What else can you do with a parsnip? Ben, stop looking at me like that.
I'm just looking up what a parsnip looks like, actually. Oh, I've got it in my mind
now. It looks like a carrot.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I've got it now. I've got the mental picture. Yeah.
Okay. What else can you do with parsnips? Well, look, you can roast parsnips, which is a beautiful, sweet and nutty. I just love, whenever I go home, it's always on the menu at my mum's house. I have to have my roast parsnips.
Yum.
You can mash them, you can make soup out of them, casseroles. We've used them in this upcoming issue as chips. We've made parsnip chips, which you can take to lunch as take to school as a snack or lunch and at work. We've pureed the parsnips and made them into a souffle. What else have we done? We've roasted them and made them into a salad, and we've also pureed them and made them into a waffle. So we've really taken the parsnips all around the place.
So when you say a souffle, does that still have cheese or something like that in it, or is the main flavour parsnip?
We've added goat's cheese just to make that sharpness against the sweet.
Yeah.
We puree the parsnip down to make more of a liquid, and then we've basically with a souffle, you've got to have everything ready, oven nice and hot, and parsnip in there. How good does that sound, Michael? I think you'd love that, wouldn't you?
you know I would. Now parsnip chips, they sound super easy.
Yeah, they do.
They are an easy thing. It's just a matter of getting thinly slicing them with a mandolin. And then just, layering them on baking trays lined with baking paper. Mm-hmm. And then we're, suggesting some flavours with those. You can add some chilli powder or cumin powder or paprika and just some different flavours there, which will enhance the sweetness and the nuttiness of the parsnip.
Oh, yum.
Now, the thing there that scares me is the word mandolin, because I'm telling you now, whenever I use that, I lose skin on my fingers, if not down to the bone. It's a shocker.
I must admit, it's a very scary kitchen tool. I'm the same as you, Michael, but if you use it properly, it is a bonus in the kitchen.
I'm lucky because
I've never seen you play the mandolin.
Well, I have a very understanding wife, and whenever I, shred the fennel and myself, she comes running with Band-Aids. It's fabulous.
So they're beautiful, they're in season, and not the mandolins, but the parsnips. So,
and where can you pick up a good mandolin these days? At every good food outlet?
Yeah, but also it's one of those things you see at those food shows and stuff, isn't it? And some guy's standing there with a microphone over his head like Madonna and saying, "Oh, look at this," he's only got two thumbs left in his hand, but he's doing it. Now listen, I want to ask this one question about parsnip chips. How long would they store for and still be crispy?
Look, if you roast them up and you drain them on the absorbent paper, you let them cool, they'll stay fresh for 2 to 3 days.
Perfect.
Right. That sounds very good.
Thanks, Michelle.
Michelle, what are you having for dinner this weekend?
I can tell you I'm going to try. I was in Queenstown Lake recently and with the Jardines Farm, and we were doing a venison story over there, and I was introduced to the most beautiful recipe. It was a venison with sort of a sweet and spicy, and it had rhubarb, and it was just such a beautiful recipe. So that's on mindfood.com. So if anyone wants to try something new this weekend, I think I'm going to give that a go as well.
That sounds good.
That does sound
good. Michael's actually looking at recipes for sangria at the moment.
Now, you two are getting a little bitter. I'm sensing an underlying theme here. Listen, Michelle,
thank you. What character is that?
I don't know.
Thank you very much for those parsnip tips. I have to be honest, I didn't realise parsnip was actually so cool, what you could do with it.
No, it's pretty cool. I'm going to try and do the chips.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.